Mental health expert and activist, co-founder of the Global Business Economic Roundtable on Addiction and Mental Health, is calling Ottawa the depression capital of Canada because the federal workplace is so poisoned, it leads to rising rates of depression, anxiety, burnout, and stress. And he's calling for research on why that's the case and increase federal funding to deal with it. At what point does stress or burnout or anxiety become clinical mental depression that has to be dealt with by a physician and requires leave from the workplace?
It becomes an issue when the person reaches a point where they are unable to control what is going on in their environment. So in terms of the, and anecdotally, Steve, and in the comment you made from that person is accurate in my practice. I have a lot of people in the public service, and what they invariably mention is that the situations at work are where they cannot get their work done. Work is changing all the time. The demands on them don't stop. Lots of absenteeism, so work falls upon their lap. They can't complete their projects. The people that are the managers are placing unreasonable demands on them. And that's anecdotal reporting, but nevertheless, it's where someone loses control of their ability to control their environment. And as a result of that, that is considered to be a loss. It's a loss, in this case, of control, loss of being able to focus and function. Their ability to work, their ability to interact with others becomes so compromised that they isolate themselves and they start to essentially break down. And that's where you want to avoid that path, but that's what you tend to see as people wait too long. They try to compensate. They try to adjust their lives to deal with these problems. But the problem is much larger than what they're able to handle. They're literally at a David and Goliath type of situation in those work environments. And as a result, they end up completely non-functional and broken down. And it is a serious problem. And I see this literally every day in my office with someone coming in with this situation.
So you don't see it as abuse of an overly generous employee benefit program where they're given the opportunity to take stress leave, where in other occupations they would not have that opportunity. They just have to quit.
I don't see it as an abuse because in diagnosing the condition, it's not a matter of someone coming in and saying, you know, oh, doc, I'm just stressed out and I can't go to work. You have to have a specific evaluation and diagnosis of the condition. And these people are literally falling apart when they come in. It's not a matter of, oh, you know, I'd like to take the next couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
They're really hurting.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.